Thank you very much. As a famous singer once said, thank you very much. Wow. You all look full. You know, this is really hard. I know so many of you people, and I want the Lord to speak through me so bad. And I'm always so nervous when Jeff says, can you preach? But I love it, and I'm glad I get the opportunity. So I want to share with you this morning out of the Gospel of Mark in the second chapter. I'm going to read the first five verses to you. You're familiar with the story, I'm sure, where the paralytic is healed as they let him down through the roof of a house. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken through, they let him down on the bed which he was lying in. And then Jesus saw their faith, and he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. What great, great news for us today. Your sins are forgiven. Let's pray. Father, I just come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we didn't come here to hear me. Lord, we come to hear you. And so I just pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to each one here today, and whatever their needs are, regardless of my words, Lord, that you would be present in a mighty and powerful way through your Holy Spirit. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I don't usually name sermons because I usually change it before Sunday and after they print the bulletin. So, but today I did. And I'm sure you all understand this. The name of the sermon is Don't Wait for the Brick. Okay, you'll get it later. There was a young, rich executive man who was driving down a crowded neighborhood street one day. He was going kind of fast because he was driving a Jag. But he was watching for children darting in and out between the cars, and he kind of slowed down when he thought he saw something over on one side. And as he proceeded, a brick smashed into the passenger side door of his beautiful, new, bright Jag. Immediately, he hit the brakes, and somehow he spun around, and he went back to the spot where the brick came from, and jumping from the car, heart pounding from both anger and shock, can you imagine? He grabbed this boy standing there, and he shoved him up against the car, and he said, what'd you do that for? And who are you? And then with anger pouring out him more and more as he thought about